we can't have anything messing up our thingamajig. But we fought off the buzzards, and it rained.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on March 26, 2025, and is titled Finding Jesus in the Passover, Part 2. We will begin in Genesis, so grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
You know we're at a Passover this year? Where it may begin to rain, and it may not quit. Shame on me for always talking about this country like it's some kind of prison sentence to live here. When the whole time, God could make this like the Garden of Eden. Do you know why it's so tough for us sometimes? Because you're the only group of people within 500 miles of this place that'll take time out on a Wednesday night to come and listen to all this. You're the same group of people who'll take notes, write it down, read your Bible, and try it out. You're the people who look like Abram. You're the people who are taking your generational integrity serious. You're taking your country serious. And you're taking the Passover serious. It could be a day when this place is the best place. Right now, last few weeks, kind of looked like the worst place. But this place could be the best place. But we got to keep practicing. Got to keep learning. We got to keep growing. We got to keep going. It's not about just bringing rain to a dry land. It's about bringing the rain of the kingdom of God to your household. And he said the torch passed between the glory of God, Cain. The same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, a bilateral agreement. Do you know bilateral means there's two sides? You know, Donald Trump's first term, he talked a lot about bilateral agreements and getting cheated by China and cheated by this one and cheated by that one. I've been in the horse sale business 40 years. I know exactly what he's talking about. People cheating people. I wonder if God's feeling a little cheated in America. When he set this whole thing up. For his glory and the benefit of the whole world, especially the nation of Israel. I wonder if he's feeling a little cheated. I think he's starting to grin a little bit. But he made a covenant, made a promise. To your descendants I have given this land. How many of you all have heard some moron chant from the river to the sea? Under a mask and a hoodie. With sunglasses. For crying out loud, who would let 30 Unabombers on your college campus? I'd sack them up, run them in a gooseneck trailer, and haul them off somewhere. Amen. He said, from the river to the river Euphrates, the Canaanites, the Kenizzites, Kenizzites, all these ites, it's a lot of ites. But he said, I'm gonna give them all to you. I'm gonna give you that land from here to there. You see, this is the other thing that's so significant about the Passover, because it is the catalyst for the possession of a piece of land. With specific borders. It's a holy land. Even when there's not holy people, it was a promise made by God to humans that still stands today. In the courts of heaven, it still stands today. So when you want to monkey with that, in order to keep peace with ites. Be careful, because the owner of it all might get ticked off. And if you don't know what God does when he gets ticked off, go read your Bible. It does not play well. We have a responsibility in this. So on our American soil, when you have unknowing, illiterate, paid by somebody else, imbeciles who stand around with pro-Palestinian flags and promoters of Hamas, a terrorist organization, Islamic terrorist organization. When you go home tonight, you read the next group of text right after what I just finished with, tells you about Hagar and Ishmael, and now you'll know what we're dealing with. Go study that on your own. I've been down that road 900 times. I've done it so much that Leonard has feared for my life. But on American soil, Donald Trump's doing the right thing. So if you can tape this or anything tonight, and you got some Democrat liberal friends who are still singing three stanzas of Amazing Grace and putting two mites in the bucket, but they can't understand why we're not going to embrace these Palestinians who came across the border on October 7th, walked into soft targets and began to rape their wives and kill their children and kidnap people and kill the husbands and all these different atrocities. They should have been mucked out 3 days. Within 3 days, it should have been over with. But we had the wrong guy at the helm running our deal. He was a sleep at the wheel, and whoever's playing the pulling the puppet strings and all that good stuff. So here we sit. But it's a holy covenant on a holy piece of property with holy borders that are very significant to God. And if you're so ignorant that you just want to keep monkeying with it, go ahead and be my guest. But do not pander to the enemies. If they're buzzards, hit them with a broom. They're stealing your glory. Don't let it happen anymore. He said, I'm going to give all this to you. Three things right quick. I want you to look over to Hebrews 11:8. And then I promise we're done. Get us out of here. Hebrews 11:8, talking about the faithfulness of Abraham. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And when he went out, not knowing where he was going, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. By faith. This is what this is all about. That's why Abram was listed in the Hall of Fame of the Faithful for doing what we just read about. This is a walk of faith. Without faith, you cannot hear the direction of God, nor will you obey the direction of God. You'll be like sheep being led to the slaughter. Where some guy at the front will tell you what we're all going to do. When the whole time you should be listening to the Lord himself. Hey God, what about my household? God, would you share anything with me about Passover? Where's the calf I need to kill? What do I need to do, Lord, to see your glory? You, each one of you. We believe it so much that she doesn't even do what I say. I mean, we'll pray together and take communion together and some things, but not until we've talked about it first. And if you feel led by the Lord, let me tell you why this is important. Because when you get that phone call that day and somebody's got cancer, this matters. Passover matters. Communion matters. Covenant matters. When you wake up one day and you've lost everything you got for whatever reason, this matters. When members of your family are going to hell and back while they're on this earth, this matters. This is not just about making it rain. This is not just about surviving Easter. This is a covenantal thing with God, and it matters, and it's by faith. It's not by monkey see, monkey do. It is by faith. Faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. By faith, Abraham did all this. Now I want to show you two of the most important things. Go to Romans 9. Romans 9. Romans 9, verse 6. He's talking about Israel's rejection of Christ. But in verse 6 it says, "But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel." Who's not of Israel? Gentiles, correct? How many Jews are in here tonight? So the rest of you are Gentiles. Am I correct? All right, just making sure everybody knows who we're talking to here. Do you remember in Acts chapter 10 when Peter was on the roof and he had the vision of the unclean animals? And God told him, don't call anything unclean but what that I've made clean. And he used an example of unclean animals in that day, but he was talking about the Gentiles. And Peter got up from the roof and went to Cornelius' house. And the Holy Spirit came upon him. And he was amazed because the Holy Spirit had been given even to the Gentiles. For they are not all Israel who are Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Isaac your seed shall be called. That is those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as seed. For this is the word of promise. Children of the promise. Now watch this in Galatians 3. Turn over to Galatians 3. Let's start in verse 5. He says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing with Abraham, believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. What he's saying is, going by the rules ain't going to cut it. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit, through faith. Brethren, I speak in this manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. That means nobody's going to change the covenant. What God has decided to do, he's going to do. Now, to Abraham and his seed, How many of your Bibles, seed is a capital S? Who is that? Jesus. And to his seed were the promises made. He does not say unto the seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. So by one seed, we have become children of the promise. This is what Jesus did for you and I. He gave of himself not only a generational promise, but a promise of land. He brought us into the promise. By his blood, we were brought into the promise. Where were they going in the Passover? Where were they headed? They were headed to the promise. He has brought us into the promise. Not just a promise of eternity in heaven, but the promise made to Abraham. By you, Abram, I'm going to make all nations great. What are we doing in America again? We're going to make our nation great. How do you do that? Claim the promise. How do you do that? Observe the Passover. I mean, come on. This is getting pretty simple. Take the covenant, the blood, the bread. Understand what Jesus has done. But look, all of us in this room have all been inundated with the idea of get saved so you go to heaven. Get saved so you go to heaven. Get saved so you go to heaven. How many of y'all want to go to heaven? Anybody want to go to heaven? Yeah, but I ain't worried about it. You, I'm going. Y'all going? But here's what I do want to do. I want to be a child of the promise. And I didn't even know I was. All the Christians I knew for 20 years kept it a secret. I had this great and glorious promise from God that said I could have a family and generations and a place to dwell. That the glory of God would appear in my obedience according to the promise. And they kept it a secret in their ignorance. It was unrevealed because we'd been plagued by the buzzards. Men teaching men what men think they know. And every now and then, you just got to have a mere ordinary man who just flat don't care. I love my family, and I love my country. I love my God, who is my great and exceeding reward. And I'm so thankful today that a decade ago, God began to show me his promise. It's for me and my family. It's for yours too. By one seed, Jesus Christ, we have now become children of the promise, and that promise is irrevocable. Stand on it and remember the Passover. That's all I got tonight. Anybody got a question or a rebuttal or anything? Any liberals in here want to talk about it? I love you. I'll pray with you. Okay. Listen, I want to tell you something, and I told you last week, but I've been in a little bit of a dry spot. Didn't lose a little direction. Had gone over this stuff for years now and didn't want to be repetitive, always looking for something new, you know, and try to stay relevant and try to give you something you can go on. The truth of the matter is, right now, I don't care if I talk about anything else for the rest of my life. I could actually care less. Let's just do this. It's the greatest treasure in the whole Bible is this pathway to the promise. And so I'm really proud that people show up. I'm really proud that somebody's interested. I'm really proud that your pockets endure my lengthy babble. And I hope that y'all get something out of this. And I hope that you and your family are the fruit. I don't care about big altar calls. Don't care about none of that stuff. I mean, whatever happens, whatever God orchestrates, I'm fine with. And I look around, there's some young people in here. And I told them the other day, God, I wish I'd have known this when I was y'all's age. I didn't get to tell this to my kids while they were at my house. Now we're kind of having to sneak it in the back door. Because their household's not my household anymore. I wish I'd have known this when I first came to Jesus, so I could have been a little more generationally involved in these truths. But I'm thankful that in my 65 years of existence, this didn't totally escape me. We found it. And it's a great treasure. And so I'm very, very, very blessed by everybody that lends an ear. Because this is the most important thing I have ever done in my life. Ever. The absolute most important. So thank you all for being in on it. So let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you tonight because it is important. And Father, I know it's important to you. I know it's important to you. So Jesus, help me walk it out. Help Robin and I walk it out. Lord, we pray for our families and our friends and our neighbors that these truths would become our life and that, God, you would bless it. Tonight, Lord, I want to begin as I did today at the cow sale. Lord, I just want to continue now to pray for rain for this dry land. No different than Elijah did. God, you can make it rain. We'll patiently wait. We'll faithfully pray. And Lord, we'll learn while we wait that these same things apply to every drought in our personal life. That God, you will bring the rain. So Lord, we bless you and thank you tonight, Jesus. Please continue to watch over our country. Watch over our president, our vice president, our secretary of state, our secretary of defense, our secretary of national security. Lord, we pray for all of them. Lord, I pray for a severe awakening to come over our House of Congress. I pray that our Senate would come out of the stupor. God, you would bring revival. And that, Lord, we the people, would come to know you more and come to understand that we truly become one nation under God, household by household, and revival sweep the land just like a fire passing between the sacrifice. We give you all the glory, God, in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.